Tell us a little bit about your background and what made you want to compose.
I think I never really considered anything else. I just always what I wanted to do from I was a little kid. And I started playing the piano when I was very little, maybe 5 years old perhaps, and just sort of started improvising and just kind of figuring things out on my own. So I was sort of self-taught until I was about seven, when I started to learn to read music a little bit. But so it's kind of started out with the piano, and I just loved composing. And so that's always just what I wanted to do, and I never really thought of anything else.
You're a Norwegian-born composer now in New York City. What originally brought you to America, and is there a particular reason you chose to stay?
I came to the States when I was 23, in 2001, to study composition at the Juilliard School in New York. So I came here to go to college, basically, and then I just really fell in love with the country and the city, and has lived here pretty much ever since. And so, yeah, this is definitely my home at this point.
And I hear you're quite an amazing pianist as well, but I want to focus on your composing. Are there any particular influences on your style?
It's hard to kind of pinpoint, because you kind of pick up everything from when you go through life. And so I love music from so many different time periods and different genres. So it all kind of influences you. I do think my sound is quite influenced by cinematic music. Most of my favorite living composers are film composers that are working in Hollywood today, both American and non-American as well. So I think that sort of sound has influenced me quite a bit, and I wanted to kind of bring that out in choral music as well.
So there's clearly that influence of film music, which you definitely notice when listening, but there's also kind of an interesting mix here. You can hear some classical influence, there's a little bit of jazz, maybe some folk music. So you've kind of tapped into different genres and combined them, haven't you?
Yeah, I think so. I love, because I grew up listening to so much different stuff. Like my dad would, when I grew up, he's a good amateur musician. He would play records all the time. But he was a very kind of eclectic taste. So it was anything from classical to pop, old and new, and to folk music. And I kind of loved it all. So I think I've taken a lot of that with me, and sort of tried to incorporate it into my own style, which is sort of broadly classical, but I love to include elements of, you know, whether it's jazz or folk music, for example, as well.
Does your native culture impact your work, do you think?
Not consciously, not that I know of, but it might be that it does, but not that I can pinpoint anything specific, but I always kind of looked to America quite a lot. Even when I lived in Norway, a lot of the music that I was interested was in America, and so that's one of the reasons I think I wanted to study here and move here. So I think it's equally at least influenced by American and American music.
And you also studied at the Royal College of Music in London. So did that influence you at all? Did that throw in a little bit of the British culture? Or is it really just strictly America that has inspired you?
I think a little bit of both. I've always also gravitated towards English music as well. I used to listen a lot to Vaughan Williams and Elgar and a lot of, you know, English early choral music, for example, Bird and Shepherd, and that I love a lot. So there's definitely some of that in there as well, I think. But I think even more so, maybe English scenery has influenced me more. I've just loved the English countryside and the national parks there that are really inspiring in some ways. And clearly, he's inspired a lot of English, you know, poets and composers as well. So there's something special about it.
That's interesting, because I think that translates into choral music pretty well, and that seems to be a fascination of yours. And I found that intriguing, being a pianist. Were you in choruses growing up, or is there something that led to this fascination with choral music?
I'm not entirely sure why. I think, the piano and choir has always been sort of my main two loves as a composer. But yeah, I didn't grow up in choirs. I didn't sing in a choir until high school. And I went to a music high school in Norway, so where we had to sing in the choir, but I loved it from the first minute. And then sang in the choir for a while after that. I was also in the Oslo Philharmonic Choir for a couple of years, but I was never a great singer or anything like that. So I'm not quite sure. Like, I just always loved listening to choral music, and even when I was a child, and I especially loved Handel. I think listened to the Messiah a lot, and the Brahms Requiem and pieces like that. It's just always been with me, and I always gravitated towards that sound. I don't know. I just love the voice, and I love the sort of organic sound of an ensemble of voices. But I can't really describe exactly why.
How do you go about choosing lyrics? And do you all of a sudden come across some lyrics or a poem and decide, well, I think I want to write some music to this?
I have a lot of books of poetry, so I kind of scour all of those books for potential lyrics for my work. So I have like a list of poems that could be used for commissions. So whenever I start a new piece, often I'll kind of consult that list and read through all those poems again and kind of feel out which would fit that particular piece the best, you know. And other times, sometimes it's the text might be on suggestion of from a suggestion by the commissioner, the group that commissions the piece. So sometimes it's something unexpected that I really love and that inspires me. Sometimes I kind of start writing the music first, even before I have a text, and then sort of find a text that will fit that theme or that music, and then kind of work from there. So it's a kind of all over the place.
This new album, Winter Songs, combines choral music with piano and with strings. You've got some arrangements of holiday music as well as some winter-themed music. Obviously, the holiday music, there are multiple arrangements all over the place of this stuff. What inspired you to make something unique of the holiday tunes that are on this particular album?
That's definitely a challenge because there are already so many wonderful existing arrangements of all of those tunes. So one of the criteria for which ones I picked to arrange was that I have to feel that I could do something different to them. I could kind of bring my own style to them in some fashion. So the ones that are on this album are The First Noel, The Holly and the Ivy, Away in the Manger, and Coventry Carol. Those are all carols that I love and that I grew up with as a child listening to one of my dad's CDs. But I definitely try to do something slightly a different twist to them, you know. And Coventry Carol, for example, it has kind of almost like a waltz feel to it. And Away in the Manger is more of a melancholy feel maybe than what's common for that tune.
And can you briefly touch on the other works that are winter themed, how they blend in with the holiday tunes and the general scene you're trying to set up for the listener here?
It's a mix of a sort of a general seasonal winter album and a Christmas album. So some of the tracks are clearly, you know, Christmas, like especially the carols. And some of the instrumental tracks that are on it for piano and strings are more just kind of inspired by winter and the feeling of winter. And some of the choral pieces are more secular pieces about winter, such as Days of Beauty, for example, which has text by Emily Brontë. And in a couple of tracks even aren't super winter themed, like Across the Vast Eternal Sky, but we just really liked it musically as part of that program.
Any new projects on the horizon?
Yeah, I'm always writing new pieces. You know, we just kind of started talking about the next album or albums with Decca. But it's, we just kind of almost finished promoting this album, so it's very early. But I think we're going to do some more solo piano material, maybe a full album eventually, and also more another choral album, I think. So I'm always very excited about doing new recordings. That's kind of my favorite thing to do.
That's composer Ola Yalo here on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio.